Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the bits and bytes of the tech world. I'm Alex, your guide through the labyrinth of technology.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the questions you're thinking or the ones you didn't know you had until I asked them. Today, we're tackling something that's been buzzing in the tech world, Vercel AI SDK v6.
That's right. It's not just any update. It's a game changer for developers building AI-powered apps. This version, 0.14.1, released on February 15, 2026, is what we're dissecting today.
Sounds futuristic. I've got my scalpel ready, but first, let's ease into it. Alex, give us the big picture. Why is everyone talking about this?
Imagine a world where accessing hundreds of AI models from giants like OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google was as easy as calling a single API. No juggling different SDKs, no wrestling with authentication. Just one unified, streamlined process.
Ah, the dream of every developer who's ever screamed into the void of incompatible APIs. So, Vercel AI SDK v6 makes this dream a reality?
Exactly. And it throws in zero markup pricing, caching, real-time observability, and budget controls to sweeten the deal.
Hold up, zero markup pricing. So what, we're just paying the token costs directly to the providers?
You've got it. Plus, a generous sprinkle of a $5 monthly credit for every team. It's like Vercel is saying, go ahead, have a little AI on us.
Generous. Now let's get into the nitty-gritty. How does one even start with this SDK?
It's simpler than you might think. Install the SDK with PNPM II, then create a text generation API route in your Next.js app. I'll walk you through it, but first you'll need a basic familiarity with JavaScript or TypeScript, and Next.js, of course.
Gotcha. And for the curious cats out there, you can bring your own keys from providers like OpenAI or Anthropic if you want.
Right you are. Now let's code a simple example. Say you want to generate some text. You'll set up an endpoint in your Next.js app, call the SDK's generate text function with your prompt, and bam, you've got AI-generated text.
Bam, just like that, huh? What about streaming responses? That sounds like a whole different rodeo.
A different rodeo, but the same cowboy. Streaming is crucial for things like chat UIs or real-time feedback. The SDK simplifies this with the stream text function. It starts sending back responses as soon as the first token is ready, no waiting around.
This is all happening on the edge, right? That's Vercel's whole shtick?
Spot on. Edge functions are key to reducing latency. Your requests literally execute closer to the user. Plus, with automatic retries and fallback support, your apps become as resilient as a cockroach in a nuclear fallout.
A delightful image, Alex. Now tell me about caching. How does that work?
Caching is your secret weapon for cutting costs and speeding things up. The SDK can automatically cache responses for certain models, reducing the need to make the same request twice.
Sneaky! And observability, that sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie.
It might as well be. The observability dashboard gives you real-time metrics like latency, token usage, and costs. It's like having a crystal ball that tells you exactly how your AI is behaving.
All right, big question time. When should developers jump on this SDK, and when should they maybe hold off?
Great question. Jump on it for multi-model integration, edge-deployed chatbots, and if you love detailed cost monitoring. Hold off if you're wedded to a single provider or need on-premise inference.
And what about common pitfalls?
The usual suspects. Forgetting to stream responses, ignoring retry logic, not using caching, mixing up billing methods, and skipping observability. Avoid those, and you're golden.
Ooh, that was a lot to take in. But I think I see the light now, thanks to you, Alex.
Always happy to guide you through the tech jungle, Jamie. And to our listeners, we hope this episode helps you master Vercel AI SDK v6 and build smarter, scalable AI apps.
Don't forget to check out the official docs for more nerdy goodness. Thanks for tuning in to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Catch you on the next episode.
Stay curious. Stay nerdy.